This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Thursday, September 8th. Well, cruise disruptions are back. Hurricane Earl is impacting cruise ship itineraries this week to Bermuda. The storm is expected to pass just east of the island as a major hurricane later on today. And because of that, Carnival Magic only spent a few hours there, canceling its planned overnight stay on Wednesday night. A note from the navigational bridge said, "Our highly trained and experienced officers will ensure that we remain a safe distance from the storm at all times and will do everything possible to minimize discomfort." The captain also advised that for their safety, guests should hold on to handrails while walking around the ship. Magic was on a 5-night cruise from New York City to Kings Wharf, Bermuda. Stay safe out there. And after a successful Alaska season, Carnival Splendor departed Seattle earlier this week to restart operations in Australia. The 23-day Trans-Pacific cruise will be making stops in Fiji and Hawaii before arriving to Sydney, Australia on September 30th. This past spring, Carnival Cruise Line made the decision to bring both Carnival Spirit and Splendor back to North America because at the time, Australia didn't have a plan to reopen the cruise industry to international cruise ships. Splendor will be the first Carnival ship to resume operations in Australia in nearly 1,000 days. The first cruise on Splendor will depart on October 1st. And here's a cool one. Viking's first Mississippi River ship is officially sailing. Viking Mississippi welcomed her first guest in St. Paul, Minnesota on Saturday. The ship is now on a 7-night southbound cruise down to St. Louis, Missouri. The 386-guest ship was custom-built for the Mississippi River and features all outside-facing staterooms, an infinity plunge pool, and an explorer's lounge with floor-to-ceiling windows. In October, Viking Mississippi will begin a schedule of 7-night cruises from New Orleans to Memphis and back, as well as round-trip New Orleans voyages. And cruise line stocks were up on Wednesday. Carnival Corporation up 4%, 9.82. Royal Caribbean up 4.7%, 43.79. And Norwegian up 5%, 14.04. Breaking news and this week's podcast, a review of Carnival's Mardi Gras at cruiseradio.net. Here in Layton, Utah, one last time before heading back to Jacksonville, Florida, I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Have yourself a great Thursday.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.